It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The latest fundraising numbers for the Democratic presidential race are pretty astonishing. Barack Obama raised $40 million in March. Rival Hillary Clinton raised $20 million. That's actually down about $15 million from their record-breaking performances in February. Back then, Democrats were typically telling pollsters they'd be happy with either Obama or Clinton as the party's nominee. That was before the campaign entered its hand-to-hand combat phase. Recent polling now shows that almost 30% of Clinton supporters and nearly 20% of Obama's say if their candidate isn't the nominee, they may vote Republican. More on this from NPR's Ina Jaffe.
2,000 hardcore Democratic activists gathered in San Jose this past weekend for the state party's annual convention. It's the last place on earth you'd expect to hear anyone bad-mouthing the party's possible presidential nominees. But mention Hillary Clinton to Obama supporter Charlotte Pierce, and you can hear the disdain in her voice.
I just think that Hillary is upset because she thought she was going to rise to the throne, and it's just not happening. But I am disappointed in what Hillary has done. She's slung a lot of mud, very unnecessarily.
Another Obama supporter, Quinn Gardner, is so turned off, he's thinking the unthinkable.
Oh, boy. You know, honestly, this is a question we've been talking about a lot today. Saying if Hillary Clinton got the nomination, would you still vote for her? I don't know at this point. I wish I had a better answer. It's tough.
Not far away at the Hillary Clinton table, supporter Candace Bashan gave Barack Obama the most backhanded of compliments.
I think he's a very attractive man. He looks great in a suit. But I'm a more of a policy person, so I was impressed that Hillary would take questions from the crowd, and she knows her stuff.
Bashan was volunteering with Lisa Simon, who said if Obama got the nomination, well, she'd never vote for John McCain, but she knows other Clinton backers who would.
And they are telling me that they cannot vote for Obama. They're also telling me that they have real issues with the Reverend Wright's comments.
Controversy over the inflammatory comments of Obama's former pastor has been kept alive not only by some conservative critics, but also by the Clinton campaign. They've acknowledged raising the issue in trying to win over superdelegates. And Obama supporters were furious when Clinton surrogate James Carville compared New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson to Judas because he endorsed the Illinois senator. Each side carefully catalogs its wounds. Hillary Clinton's backers were outraged when Senator Patrick Leahy and others called on her to quit the race. Some women supporting Clinton blasted Obama for pulling out Clinton's chair for her at a debate, calling it demeaning. The lists go on and on.
You know, everybody says, oh, this is a really tough campaign. You know, the truth is, by contemporary political standards, so far it hasn't been that bad.
Democratic campaign consultant Bill Carrick says there's another reason why the battle seems so fierce.
On the Democratic side, there's this frustration about the Bush years, and we got to win this election, and it's so important to put a Democrat in the White House. You know, there's that feeling tends to lead people to overreact to anything they think is potentially damaging.
But with a nomination likely to be decided by the votes of superdelegates, the potential for damage to the party is real, says Democratic analyst Gary South, especially, he says, with Obama's African-American supporters.
We do not need to be in a situation where our most reliable voter bloc is alienated and turned off by a situation where it looks to them as if the first black potential nominee of this party has the nomination taken away from him by a bunch of power brokers operating in the back room.
But with nearly 3 weeks to go before the next vote in Pennsylvania, Democrats have plenty of time to mull over various scenarios of disaster, and supporters of each candidate will continue to measure and exploit every perceived offense. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.